Everything is considered tahir and pure, apart from those najis things mentioned in the previous lessons, such as blood, urine and feces of a human, and etc. The tahir things only become najis if they come in contact with those najis things through wetness. If a thing that is tahir becomes najis, it is called mutanajis, which means it has been made najis, but it is not najis by its own nature. For example, blood of a human is one of those things that are najis. A human being is tahir. If the human touches the blood with his hand and the blood is wet, then the hand becomes mutanajis. But if he touched the blood and it was dry and it didn't transfer, then he is still tahir. So for a thing to become mutanajis, it must, 1. Come in contact with one of those najis things, such as urine, blood, feces, and etc. 2. There must be some wetness between them. 3. You must be sure. Nothing becomes najis by suspicion. Why? Because everything is tahir unless you know it is najis. So to be certain that a thing is najis, you would have had to see it becoming najis, or some trustworthy and just people tell you. Here are some examples. I walked into the kitchen and stepped on something that appeared to be urine. Now my clothes are wet. Am I najis? Let's look through the steps. Did I come in contact with a najis thing? Maybe. Did wetness transfer to my body or clothes? Yes. Am I 100% sure or not? No. I am not sure, as it could be orange juice. So this solves the problem, and I am not najis because I am not sure. Another example. You touched the dog while you were walking. Are you najis? Let's look through the steps. Did you come in contact with a thing that is najis? Yes. Are you 100% sure you touched the najis thing? Yes. Were you or the dog wet? No. Therefore you are not najis, because to become mutanajis, it has to transfer through wetness. Just a side note, if the dog's hair transferred to your body or clothes, you still cannot pray or do some other acts of worship. We will learn these rules in future lessons.